Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM. All year long, we've been hearing stories about America's history on this 250th anniversary of the founding of our country. One of the stories that I don't think gets told very much is the story of the role that service animals have played. And that's about to change because the National Service Animals Monument is going to be built by our next guest. Joining us right now, the founder and sculptor of the National Service Animals Monument, Susan Beharry. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. It had never really even occurred to me that service animals have played a part in the history of our country. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, when you think about it, it's just amazing. I mean, we start all the way from the founding of our country, George Washington and his horses, the Blueskin and Nelson, and all the animals that served in our wars, the horses, the dogs, the donkeys, the carrier pigeons. We wouldn't have won the World War I without them. So we start there and we go all the way through to today. And we've seen that animals and many species of animals have provided for our safety, security, and independence. And that has been through the military, law enforcement, search and rescue, guide dogs, assistance animals, and I should say guide animals because miniature horses also guide as and assist, and therapy animals. So really, it's this monument is to the amazing service and sacrifice of all the species of service animals that have been trained to serve as partners to our handlers. So it's really to both of them, the partnership.
That's interesting. I tend to think of service animals as being a more modern innovation. But as you point out, I mean, think about the horses that played such a role in the founding of our country and other animals as well.
Absolutely. I mean, even today, from a standpoint of our military, we have the U.S. Navy Marine Mammal Program, and we have California sea lions and dolphins patrolling our coasts. So it's a lot of people don't know it, but they seem very fascinated when they hear about it. And, of course, all the animals today, service dogs were really recognized as a way to help humankind by Bonnie Bergen back in the 70s. And since then, this whole area has blossomed so greatly in terms of what these dogs and have been trained to do for people who can't do things for themselves. And it even carries into all of the wonderful detection that the dogs are doing now and being trained to detect disease or alert to a seizure and all this kind of work. So it's a growing, growing part of our American history, but it's been there all along. It's run through the thread of our history all along.
What will visitors experience at this new monument, and how will it differ from other memorials in Washington?
Well, we are in the site selection phase now with a bill in Congress to be located on the National Mall to tell part of that story that exists there at this time. And the design will be determined only after can be determined only after site selection. But we have, as the sculptor also, I have put a conceptual design, which would be a series of very lifelike, moving, emotionally moving sculptures depicting the deeds and sacrifices that people can walk in park-like setting, learn about it with a QR code that goes to our website and tells wonderful stories that are ever-changing about these incredible animals and the people who work with them.
Well, public art is such a great way to preserve these memories, too, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's so important for our future generations. And I think this monument is like certain other monuments and unlike answer to your other question in that We span such a huge part all of American history, but also because we not only honor and inspire and educate, but we do celebrate. We celebrate this incredible human-animal bond. And I think we have a tremendous opportunity and responsibility to just pass this important information that it is important to serve. It is important to be compassionate to people with disabilities. And, you know, our monument really holds to the highest ideals that we hold in our country, that of courage and sacrifice and service and loyalty. These are all embodied, you know, in our core as America, what we value, and it's what we represent in our monument as well.
Talking with Susan Beharry, she is the founder and sculptor of the National Service Animals Monument. This is something that has been a passion of yours for decades. Tell us a little bit more about your involvement in this and how this sort of all came to be.
Well, always being an animal and art lover, I combined those interests, and I particularly was moved in 1994 when I received the commission to create our country's first official war dog monument, Always Faithful. That memorial unveiled at the Pentagon and dedicated in Guam for the 50th anniversary of the liberation of Guam. And that's where I met the Greatest Generation. And the monument was unveiled at the War Dog Cemetery, where these animals were remembered after 50 years that saved the lives of these Marines. So that's really changed my life. It made me realize this tremendous service and sacrifice, how important it is, and that story needs to be continued and told. And so since then, I've done monuments around the world to honor this bond between our service animals and their handlers, including most recently at the Women's Memorial at Arlington and the U.S. Navy Memorial in Washington, D.C., that depicts the team, the dog and the handler, the military handler and the dog. So that's sort of how it evolved.
And continues to move forward. We're still at the early stages. The National Service Animals Monument Location Act was introduced at the beginning of this month. What are some of the next steps, and how can we all get involved in helping make sure this this proceeds?
Well, if you can reach out to your congressperson, and especially in the House right now where the bill is, and certainly you can reach out to your senator to say that you know that we're also seeking a Senate support to get our bill passed. That would be helpful. I would say, you know, it's the time, treasure, talent. If people have time and want to volunteer, we would love that. You know, any way in which they think they might be involved to come and contact us. Certainly we have to raise a lot of money, so we would appreciate any support that way, because these are always privately funded. And we have a website, which is nationalserviceanimalsmonument.org.
nationalserviceanimalsmonument.org. We will check it out. Susan, what's the ideal timeline here? How quickly do you hope that this all proceeds?
Well, did you say bill or the monument?
Oh, well, all of it. You know, from the bill to the monument.
Yeah. Well, we would love to have the bill passed this year, so we could go to the next step. And it takes a few years. It will still take a few years to get through all the stages. So, probably about 5 years estimation.
Very exciting. We'll be watching this closely. Susan, appreciate you joining us and telling us about this, and we'll look forward to following its progress.
Oh, great. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM, Susan Beharry, founder and sculptor of the National Service Animals Monument.